supporters cheered on Romeo as soon as the race was called from Murph's Pub in Irondequoit. With notable Dems such as Irondequoit Town Supervisor Dave Seeley, Assemblyman Harry Bronson, and her seat's predecessor Joe Morelli standing behind her, Romeo thanked her family and supporters.
To the voters of this district, thank you for your confidence and the overwhelming vote of support in trying to step in into this next role, being the State Assembly member of this district.
Romeo says people are ready to see government get back to the business of governing.
And that's certainly one of the things that I have learned from all my years working with these amazing group of people right here, and that's the tradition and the honor that I want to carry in this district and that legacy. And I'm very honored and humbled to continue to do that.
Romeo does not have a Republican challenger in November, so she will assume the seat on January 2nd. But she says they still need to go out and talk to voters and make sure people are heading to the polls for this and other races in November. Caitlin White, WXXI News.